Counting a run. Runs are scored when runners touch or pass home plate. If a runner passes home plate without touching it, it is the responsibility of the defense to appeal that miss of the base. Absent that appeal, the run counts. If a runner reaches home successfully, that run will not count if the third out is made prior to that runner touching home, or the third out is made when another runner was forced out. Here's an example. With two outs and runners on first and third, the batter hits a grounder to the shortstop. The runner from third touches home before the shortstop flips to second for the force out. That run does not count because the third out was the result of a force. Further, when a third out is made on a leading runner by appeal, no following runners can score. For example, two outs, runners on first and second. A batter hits a triple, apparently driving in both runners. However, the defense successfully appeals that the runner from second missed third, constituting the third out. Neither that run nor the run scored by the following runner, who came from first base, will count.